You know, some people call God Daddy in prayer. And they say, oh, Jesus called God Abba, which means Daddy. Or it's the equivalent of Daddy.
Dude, I don't even know what to tell you at this point. Just let's get started.
All right. Welcome to the Dude Catholic Podcast. I'm your tired co-host, Adrian, here with a man who the flag salutes back.
I'm Ramon.
Yes, you are. I salute you, Ramon.
Thank you.
I'm no flag, but I do love me some America.
Amen.
Today we begin a new series titled Temptation. With an episode titled,
Lead Us Not.
Our scripture today comes from
1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13. Be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong.
Delicious.
So I'm not going to bore everyone by reminding people that I'm no longer a Catholic school teacher. But in order to supplement my need to not talk about God, I got involved in the parish, in the nearby parish, and I'm teaching confirmation, or leading confirmation groups and whatnot, and I got asked to give a talk on the existence of God, which is right up my alley. So I did. And I included in the conversation that a priest invented the Big Bang Theory, and in the leader conversation, I was talking about how without the church, we would not be where we are when it comes to education, healthcare, and all the stuff that is true about society. That the society we live in would not be as advanced if it weren't for the church sponsoring medicine, science, and academia. And for some reason, we as a society are tempted to believe that faith and reason are opposites. And so I was kind of polling the room filled with, close to 100 teens. It seems that they have that conviction that faith and reason are not one and the same. So that's kind of a temptation of ours to separate those two. And this episode is on temptation. But just to get nerdy for a second, when it comes to the translation of the Our Father, we were raised speaking Spanish, so the translation from Latin to Spanish is a little bit more direct than the one in English. Because when we're praying that part of the Our Father, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. In Spanish, the translation, I guess if I were to translate it into English, it would say, do not let us fall into temptation, which is different than lead us not, as if God were leading us into temptation. I mean, this is one of the areas of theology that's like really nitpicky and like very, very inside, and they've actually been talking about this for years, whether or not they should change the translation of the Our Father. And it was in Catholic news for a while, a little over a year ago, but nothing's happened. No one's changed anything. But the temptation is there to do that because it's more accurate to say, don't let us fall into temptation. Because God doesn't lead us into temptation. What he does do is he lets us kind of suffer the consequences of what we've done to ourselves. if we put ourselves in harm's way, then harm may come to us. And that's what a caring parent might do to teach a child a lesson. I can't tell you how many times my kids have known better than I do, and they do whatever they want to do. You know, and so when they do whatever they want to do, when I let them do whatever they want to do, sometimes it leads them to fall into the ground. And it hurts. And it's okay. It's okay. I think it's necessary for us to let them fall from time to time. Just so they can know what the consequences of their actions are in a controlled environment. And, you know, we have that temptation to think that God is holding out on us. And we have that temptation to think that we know better than God. You know, because I don't know how many times I've thought about this. And I'm like, God, you know, if you just did things my way, my life would be so much better. You know, that way I wouldn't have to struggle with this. I wouldn't have to struggle with that. And the world would go the way it should be, which is the way I think.
Part of the Our Father, it says, and I think at this point it just sounds so, it's so redundant and even corny. I'm pretty sure everybody has heard this.
We just spoke with McCourney.
Thank you for reminding me.
No problem. I'm going to shut up. I'm so sorry.
Thy will be done. It says, our Father says, thy will be done. Your will be done. Not my will be done. And it's pretty interesting that you brought up that point, because that's kind of what I was thinking about too. How, and I'm going to use myself as an example, because, I have a pretty good reputation with the people that I work with, and they see me as a pretty squared away individual, you know, for the most part, but they don't know what goes on in my heart. They don't know what goes on in my mind. Where I'm working right now, we had a review, and the person in charge of my review, he asked me, how do you think you're doing? And I told him, well, sir, for the most part, I'm doing well. And then right away, he said, yeah, I agree. What about your weaknesses? What are your weaknesses? And then I told him, I feel like I need to be a more active participant. And then he said, and he's not one to have... when you talk about poker face, that's this man right here. Just straight up poker face. All day, every day. And he kind of looks at me and he smirked a little bit. And then he said, yeah, I noticed that you raise your hand sometimes. But if somebody else raises their hand to answer that question, you just let them do it. And then he said, again, he's super poker face and he's not one to give out compliments. And he said, I really like the way you carry yourself, because there's zero weakness in you, but you carry yourself humbly. We need more people like that. I fall into the temptation of not sharing the gifts those God-given gifts. I know I talk about this a lot, but it's just how, this is one of my struggles. That's the temptation that I fall into. The fact that I'm saying, yes, I'm not worthy. Yes, I'm very limited. I'm a flawed man. I'm, you know, all the stuff that I talk about every single week that I get in front of this microphone. I don't know what your struggle is, but I'm sharing my struggle with you. And after that review, I've been more on it. And because I've been more on it, I've been seeing a drastic change in my vicinity. Like the people that are really literally around me. And just the impact that one person can have. And yes, even though I'm struggling, even though I'm a very flawed man, I feel like for the most part, I'm standing in the right place and that my heart is in the right place. I've got a lot of work to do. We all have a lot of work to do, and we all have our little temptations, and it doesn't necessarily have to be a temptation of the flesh, but rather a temptation of shying away from the spotlight because we think we're not worthy. And I know I'm not worthy, but God doesn't choose a qualified. He qualifies the chosen.
Yeah. See, at some point, I just kind of started going about the stuff about the things in my head, and I'm like, yeah, I think I was recording a separate podcast in my mind right now about that, because I think I'm guilty of that, too. I think if we're honest, we'll probably admit that we're guilty of that many a times. One of the things that we're tempted to do is to fall into passivity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a big temptation for us as men. Especially because a lot of the times our women are so on it too. You know, I'm speaking from a married guy's perspective here. That our women are so on it. We pick like really good women, I guess. And they're very diligent and they do. You know, and so it's really easy for us to just be like, all right, she's got it. I'm going to kick back over here. You know, which is one of the reasons why I'm grateful to have the people that I have in my life, because I'm involved in the scouts too. And so I help out. Like, I'm a leader. Sometimes I don't want to be the leader. I'm not going to lie, because, you know, I look at myself and I look at my inadequacies and I'm like, I was never in scouts. I never had a dad that guided me so I could look at him and see what a man is supposed to do. You know, I didn't have that kind of dad. So it's kind of hard for me to try to do something that I was never trained to do. You know, and so it's really easy to fall back and just let someone else do. And I think that's with everything, you know, and it comes from the time that we're kids, you know, when we're at school and someone raises their hand and then you're like, all right, they got it. It's cool. I don't have to speak. Like, all the responsibility to listen, all the responsibility to answer falls on someone else's shoulders. And I'm cool with that. Why? Because I'm lazy, or because it's a temptation that we've had since the beginning of time. You know, when we go back, when we look back at the book of Genesis and the story of Genesis chapter 3, we see that God tells the woman that she's going to have a desire for her man, basically, for Adam. It's a part of Genesis 3 that a lot of women don't like. And when you really analyze that language, this is what the Bible is talking about. It's saying that women will basically have everything that they need to lead, and the temptation will be there. And I don't know how many times I've heard that girls just want guys to take initiative. I don't know how you feel about this, but the fact of the matter is that the man is supposed to be the one that pursues. The man is supposed to be the initiator. So no shame to you if you had your lady approach you, but that in a way is saying, hey, dude, you're not moving fast enough. You need to do something. If you don't do something, I will. And if that's how your marriage started, if that's how your relationship started that led to your marriage, no judgment, because you didn't know any better. But from now on, you need to make that decision. You know, we talk about being flawed all the time. We do. We admit it. We're no better than anyone else. Heck, there's manlier people than us listening to this. Well, maybe not manlier than Ramon, but but manlier people than me, you know, listening to this podcast. But here's the thing about this. You know, it's like we're not trying to pretend that we're more than or less than even. No, it's not false humility here. But we're on the same playing field. We're just two guys with a microphone. And that gives us an opportunity to invite you out of mediocrity with us. Not through doing any superhuman activity. Not because we're veterans in anything. You know, it's because we're inviting you to join us as we exit the highway of mediocrity and go down that straight and narrow pathway that few men choose to go down. And so, we ask you, we invite you to take the leadership role, to stop taking the back seat and be the spiritual leader of your household. If you've been letting your wife wake everyone up for mass, flip the script. You are the leader of the household. You initiate prayer. If we have failed to pray before a meal, if we have failed to make the family have a family meal once a day, it's time to start. It's time to start leading. It's time to stop the mediocrity. It's time. Like, it's just time, man. Our society's hurting too much because we do nothing.
We haven't talked about our good friend, the Frank Fryer, in a long time.
But I'm always listening.
And absolutely.
Never not listening, but he's inspiring right now, right?
Man, he's a freaking beast. Yeah, that's exactly what he is.
Shout out, Father Nick.
Yes, absolutely. Please do yourself a favor and follow him on Instagram if you do have Instagram. he's a freaking beast, man. You'll see. I don't really want to talk about what he's been going through. And he does make it, it's no secret, he does make it known on his podcast and his Instagram account. But he went through an amputation of his leg. And I know, at least myself, I would fall into the temptation of not doing as much as he is.
Mm-hmm.
Man, he's just such an inspiration. And he's actually embodying what we're talking about right now because, I'm telling you, just go follow him so you can see that struggle and how he's rising like a freaking phoenix, man. Like, I know it's so corny, but, like, dude, it's just so awesome watching him go through that little process. And now he's just getting after it at the gym.
Yeah, he
is. And he's incorporating the faith into it. And it just goes so perfect with our scripture for this series, 1 Corinthians Chapter 16, verse 13, be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong. We ask that you be strong with us.
And pray for us.
And we'll pray for you.
Ferrum.
Ferro.
Aguitur.
Hi, my name is Tommy, and I want you to give us a 5-star review.
Good job.